right about now.
Oh! Lush! Talk to him! It's 2K10, think we begin in the hush knot. Block talk radio, listen to Lush Spot. Music even hotter than what you stash in a glove box. People like,
you heard the New York rapper that Lush got?
TDI and Lush together, it's like a dream team. A Bronx bomber who linked up with a street queen. Over here, we don't need no softness. The Nigerian princess, CEO Boston. Lush, like her out there ain't another fam. I'm TDI, dig it homie, I'm a brother man. Violate, play tough and act gutter man. Snap your damn neck back like a rubber band. I'm in the crib bumping Malice in Wonderland. While you other rappers act like faggots in Wonderland. Race there, getting money is the occupation. Lush Radio Online is domination. Yeah. Bronx, New York, your representative right here, TDI. Shouts to Lush Radio, blocktalkradio.com. Let's go.
Yo, it's your girl, Lush. Lush live in the building, and I'm turned all the way up on Lush Radio, giving you what you want, what you need. And we're live on the show, and tonight, we're going to have two hot artists live on the show tonight. We're going to have your boy, Ernie Gaines, live on the show. We're going to have my son, upcoming artist. It's going down on Lush Radio Online tonight. Also, on top of that, I want to thank our sponsors, OhanaShot.com. If you're looking for that nice ice, log on to www.OhanaShop.com. Shout out to my girl Gina. Shout out to my little brother out there. You know what I'm saying? They call him the Flygerian, one of the hottest promoters out here in the DMV. My little brother, today is his birthday, May 21st. So I definitely got a shout out. My brother, today is his birthday. It's going down. Also, I want to shout out to all the May babies out there. Tomorrow we're going to do a birthday party for my little girl. You know what I'm saying? Her birthday was May 19th. Everybody that got a birthday in May, definitely a shout out to you guys out there, May babies. Also, man, we're going to be doing the interviews and we're going to be turning the music up. We turned all the way up. We feeling good today, man. It's Friday. Just got paid. I had a couple of meetings, man. Talked to a CPA today about future plans in my business. I think everybody needs to talk. If you have a small business, I think you all should talk to a CPA, an accountant, you know, to talk about, you know, developing your business plan or your projections or what you got to do. You know, CPAs, you know, they specialize in doing that. So I was talking to one today, and it was excellent. I got a lot of nice feedback, you know. So, and also, for those cats that need contracts, I got over 200 contracts. If you need me to prepare them, or do you want to buy the contract in general, let me know. Hit me up at CEO Lush Radio Online and put in the subject box contracts. It's going down tonight on Lush Radio Online. Go to the line and see my one and only super co-host, one and only Future Guru. What up?
Jersey in the building. What up, Lush? Shout out to everybody following Lush Girls International. Shout out to everybody following Lush Radio Online. K-Star Beauty and Ebenisha. Those are my peoples. What up, y'all? Lush, what up?
That's what it is. Ain't nothing much, man. Ain't nothing much. I'm just saying.
Let me give a super shout out to OhanaShop.com. Gina28304 on Twitter. Y'all know if y'all want to be a sponsor, y'all got to get it in early. Holler at Lush Radio Online to be a sponsor for this show. What up, Gina28304 on Twitter? You know she listening.
I know she is. She always definitely supports Lush Radio Online. Definitely shout out to Gina, man. Definitely shout out to Gina. Yo, and definitely I gotta tell everybody, you know what, you know, sometimes the weeks get rough. You know what I'm saying? We got some crazy weeks where it just, you feel like it's not your week. But you know what? how many days in our lives has been the worst day of our life when we gotten through it, for real, honestly? You know what I mean? Dust off the dirt, you know what I'm saying? Pick yourself up and keep pushing on because tomorrow's a new day and we can start it all over. But never give anybody the power to make your day bad, worse, or sad. Nobody has that power but you, so control it. Make your day a good day every day. Lush Radio Online, man. Sock it to them. Ow! Well, that's what it is. Guru, man, what's going on out there in Jersey? Any new things popping up on Friday? What's popping, man? What clubs is popping right now tonight in Jersey?
You want to talk about a club? There's only one club I want to talk about.
What club?
If you go online, you can go to www.theatmosphere.lounge.com. Then you're going to see what's really going down and where we're going to be in the spot at when Lush come to Jersey. Because it's all about Lush Girls International, Lush Radio Online, and everybody supporting. T-shirts coming soon. I got so many ladies on the T-shirt check-in, like CL out in Cali, Inglewood Diva out in Cali, Chocolate Misses out in Philly. ACL is popping with Miss Caramel Ty. And Houston is popping with Miss Sierra LaShawn. Now, go check that out. And you know Jersey popping with Miss Niagara Falls. So, you know, our ladies is really taking shape. The roster is popping. Don't sleep on us. We're coming full speed ahead. We're going to knock you and your peoples over. Sorry about that. I'm real sorry about that. But we got to do what we
got to
do.
I got to shout out my people on the Twitter check-in, The Real Rampage, Fresh South, NS, Juicy Juice to you, Talent Unlimited, DWBJR69, Miss Hollywood 313, La Marvelous, and Jay Lewinsky, My Hip Hop Radio, TDI, Ebenisha, Chocolate Misses, Miss Photographics. And definitely I got to send a big shout out and hugs to my girl, Jay Lewinsky, out there in Canada. She's been holding us down on the Tweet Network, holding us down. And also on top of that, holding us down over there, you know what I'm saying? Girl, Jay Lewinsky, you know, her people's called in, man. People was, you know what I mean? People were like, people were like calling in from Canada and stuff. They showed us mad love. Shout out to my girl, Sincerely DD, you know what I'm saying, out there in Canada also. She's so sexy. She's beautiful. She's a Lush Radio Girl International. Definitely can't wait to see her in one of those joints. But Chocolate Misses called in on the show, Guru, not too long ago. Definitely called in and showed us some love and everything like that. She came through.
If you want to know more about Chocolate Misses, you know, you got to holler at me, SpeechyGuru100@gmail.com, because it's a super photo shoot going down tomorrow. And, you know, it's really going to be exclusive, so... The most part that we really want to say is that Lush Radio Online, Lush Girls International, we got exclusive services. We got exclusive photos coming at y'all. Our girls are working. They're working so hard. And they want to be a real big part of this whole movement. So, I mean, if you're down with the Lush Girls International, please follow Lush Radio Online and find out how you can get your own custom T-shirt. That's how we doing it, man. Custom T-shirts on the way. On the way.
That's what it is. That's what it is.
They can get their name on these shirts today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they can get their names on the shirt. And then another thing, you know what, guys? You know, after this show, I'm going to do something for y'all because I got all dressed up and everything because I was out getting me in. I'm going to go on Ustream for y'all. I'm going to go on Ustream and talk about a couple of different things. Show and everything on Ustream, and I'm going to do that right after the show, so watch out for that later on tonight after the show. Check me out on Ustream. because I feel like it and I can do it. You know, it's Friday. You know, get out of here. I'm going to go and check on the line. We got a caller in from the 857. What's goody, 857? You're live on Lush Radio Online.
What's good, Lush? It's your boy Bugsy checking in.
Bugsy, what up?
I had a feeling, man. Are you a May baby, Bugsy? Are you a May baby?
Oh, I'm a Taurus all day.
You a Taurus?
May 13th.
What?
My birthday was last week.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Happy belated.
We
missed Bugsy's birthday. We missed that.
Yeah,
oh, yeah. I was on the move.
I want to send a big birthday shout out to Bugsy, you know, even though it's belated. I want to shout out all the May babies, man. All the Tauruses. I love Tauruses, yo. Y'all stubborn as hell, but y'all passionate. Y'all loving. Y'all less likely to cheat in a relationship versus other signs. Seriously. And you guys definitely hold down, you know, the family. So I definitely want to shout out to all my beautiful Tauruses. Shout out to my beautiful daughter, my brother, because both of them are May babies. My brother's birthday is the 21st. My daughter's is the 19th. So shout out to all my May babies.
Shout out Bus. You know, Bus is a Taurus, too. You got to shout out the man, Buster Bus.
Yeah, definitely shout out to Buster Bus. I think his birthday was either yesterday or the day before yesterday. Definitely shout out to Buster Bus, you know. His birthday is in May, too. He's another Taurus, so shout out to all the Tauruses out there. Definitely. You know? So, we're going to be talking about a whole bunch of different things. We're going to have your boy Ernie Gaines on the line. We're going to have Mike on, up-and-coming artists and stuff. I think I'm going to go into it quick, and we're going to be back on Lush Radio Online. We're going to go into the over joint, man. Like, it's a lot of cats that I ain't know last year, and I don't know who the hell they are. Some of these cats, man. Some of these cats, I don't want to know who the hell they are. They just random, you know. And some of them is skirts, you know what I'm saying? But you know what I'm saying? But eventually, when their time is up, it'll be completely over. So, anyway, we going into this song. Y'all get the drift of things, man. Lush Radio Online, man. It's over.
Your money. Yeah. I know way too many people here right now that I didn't know last year. Who the fuck are y'all? I swear it feels like the last few nights we've been everywhere and back, but I just can't remember it all. What am I doing? What am I doing? Oh yeah, that's right, I'm doing me. I'm doing me. I'm living life right now, man, and this what I'ma do till it's over, till it's over, till it's far from over. All right, bottles on me, long as someone drink it, never drop the ball, fuck it, y'all thinking, making sure the young money ship is never sinking, about to set it off in this bitch, Jada Pinkett, I shouldn't have drove, tell me how I'm getting home. You too fine to be laying down in bed alone. I can teach you how to speak my language, Rosetta Stone. I swear this life is like the sweetest thing I've ever known. Got the gold thriller, Mike Jackson on these niggas. All I need is a fucking red jacket with some zippers. Super good Smith Oak, a package of the switches. I did it overnight, it couldn't happen any quicker. Y'all know them, well fucking me either. Well point the biggest skeptic out, I make them a believer. It wouldn't be the first time I done it, throwing hundreds when I should be throwing ones, bitch, I run it. I know way too many people here right now that I didn't know last year. Who the fuck are y'all? I swear it feels like the last few nights we've been everywhere and back, but I just can't remember it all. What am I doing? What am I doing? Oh yeah, that's right, I'm doing me. I'm doing me. I'm living life right now, man, and this what I'ma do till it's over, till it's over. Far from over. One thing about music, when it hits you, feel no pain. And I swear I got this shit that make these bitches go insane. So they tell me that they love me, I know better than that. It's just game, it's just what comes with the fame. And I'm ready for that, I'm just saying. But I really can't complain. Everything is kosher. Two thumbs up,
Eber and Roper. I really can't see the end getting any closer, but I'll probably still be the man when everything is over. So I'm riding through the city with my high beams on. Can you see me? Can you see me? Get your vibes in on. Y'all just do not fit the picture. Turn your widescreen on. If you thinking I'ma quit before I die, dream on. Man, they treat me like a legend. Am I really this cold? I'm really too young to be feeling this old. It's about time you admit it. Who you kidding? Man, nobody's ever done it like I did it.
I know way too many people here right now that I didn't know last year. Who the fuck are y'all? I swear it feels like the last few nights we've been everywhere and back, but I just can't remember it all. What am I doing? What am I doing? Oh yeah, that's right, I'm doing me. I'm doing me. I'm living life right now, man. And this what I'ma do till it's over. Till it's over. Far from over. Yeah, that's right, I'm doing me. I'm doing me. I'm living life right now, man. And this what I'ma do till it's over. Till it's over. But it's far from over.
How many people got, like, random people that, you know what I'm saying, that didn't rock with you before last year, but now they want to rock with you now? Like, what's up with the randomness? Like, all the people that didn't want to rock with you last year, now they want to rock with you. You know what I'm saying? What's the deal with that? Talk to me about that, man. Randomness. You know what I'm saying? Live on Lush Radio online, man. A lot of random people out here, man. People that ain't want to rock with you last year want to rock with you now. Talk to me. How you feel about that, people? We're going to go back to the lines, man. That was over. Drake, you know what I'm saying? We're going to have my son and we're going to have Ernie Gaines live on the show on Lush Radio Online. Shout out to all the May babies out there, yo. If you're a May baby, I salute you. Love you to death. My Taurus is baby. Y'all know what it is, Lush Radio Online. Go back to the phone lines to my people. Guru. Guru. Talk to me, yeah, man.
Yo, it's crazy out there.
Talk to me, man, and I'm going to ask Bugsy, man, and I'm going to bring my 240 in a second. Guru, man, how do you feel about cats, you know, they wasn't messing with you last year or the year before last, but they want to mess with you now? How you feel about that?
Yo.
Yeah, Guru. You there? Guru.
I think Guru ran into one of them niggas that be hounding them that wasn't there last year.
What you feel about that, man?
Oh, man. Actually, I know what it's like, man, because, you know, like I said, man, I'm taking this music thing serious. A lot of cats really want to try to holler at me thinking I'm going to plug them in like that. You know, I could tell them, man, where was y'all at when I was hustling, man? Y'all ain't want to hustle with me now. You want to get easy money with me, man. Yeah, where was y'all at last year, man, when I was, you know what I'm saying? It's Friday, right? Get the fuck out of here, man. I'm going to do mine early.
Yeah, man, these random cats, they come out of nowhere. They don't put in no work, but they want to reap the rewards and stuff, you know what I mean? You know, or cats, you know, they, all of a sudden they see you might have a situation that they want to be alongside, man. I call them cats car jumpers, man. Always jumping on the next thing that's hot. Billy Blast, what's good with you? Vintage Beats, man, what's good with you, fam?
Fuck with you, oh,
what's
you
up with you, Billy?
Friday, the sun shining and all that.
Yo, the sun is shining, man. It's crazy right now. Lovely weather right now. Chicks is naked outside right now. They wearing booty shorts, dresses with, like, no drawers on, all kinds of crazy shit, man. It's fucking get the fuck out of here Fridays. What's good?
Salute to all the May babies in the building.
For real.
You
That's what it is. I love the May
love
babies,
May.
Man.
Yes, man. We're victorious, man. We have no other choice, man. I love
That's
the
what
May
it
babies.
Is.
I party for a whole month. Even though my joint is like halfway through the month, I go from the top to the bottom, man. My kids' birthdays is in May. Got a lot to celebrate in May.
That's what it is, man. I got to shout out to kids, too. Shout out to all the little the babies in May. Salute to them, because my daughter's birthday is in May. And actually, today is my brother's birthday, man, today. So salute to all them cats out there, man. They call him the Flygerian, doing this one, too. But how you feeling about that, Billy? You know, cats ain't want to rock with you last year, the year before last. But now they see, like, you might have a situation or something like that. They wanna jump on board. How you feel about that?
I'm with it.
You said you willing for them to jump on board, even though, you know, they wasn't really feeling you like last year or the year before?
Yeah. Come on. We need people to carry bags when we get to the hotels, and, you know what I mean? We need people to pump gas. You know what I mean? They're useful.
We need
people to run to the store for Dutchess. You know what I'm saying? Make yourself useful, man. Here's $5. Go get me 2 Dutchess and keep the change.
Oh, he came like little quarter dude.
Yeah, word up. You know what I mean? Little quarter water. Go get me some sunflower seeds and a quarter water, man. You're not doing anything. Go get me something to drink. Word up, man.
That's serious. That's what it is, man. That's real talk right there, man. I think Guru back with us. Hey, Guru, man, what you think about that, man?
Shout out to Billy Black. Shout out to Bugsy. Yo, it's just like Biz Markie said back in the day, man. It's about the vapors, right? If you're catching it and you know it's like that, it's just the vapors, man. So if you're catching vapors from last year, you know what? I'm going to have to go ahead and say it's okay, too, because sometimes you really can't stop them vapors, man. They vapors is just, they vaporizing. What you want me to say? Vaporizing, yo. That's it. What can I say? I'm not really going to talk a lot about it. We vaporizing y'all. Whatever.
Yeah.
Yep.
He said he vaporizing them. That's what it is. But
vaporizing, man.
Shout out to all the cats out there that's, you know, jumping on whatever they think is hot right now. You know what I'm saying? We always need help doing stuff, you know what I mean? You know, whether it's, you know, like Billy said, carrying bags, getting some juice, all that.
Answer some phones or something, pump the gas, put air in the tires.
It's one thing you got to remember. Yo, the vapors make them do strange things. I'm sorry to tell all of y'all listening. When you feel yourself doing strange things, it really is the vapors, man. I don't even know what y'all listening to lately, man. It really is the vapors from way back. Stop playing with me, man.
He said you do something that you normally don't do. That's the vapors?
It's the vapors all day. It's the vapors, man. I'm dead serious. I'm dead ass serious.
That's what it is.
I'm an Irvington nigga all day. Sorry, it's the vapors.
Everybody looking for a come
like
up
that.
Out here, man.
It's like the old school Snoop saying, everybody got a cup, but they ain't chipped in.
Yeah.
Real talk.
Check this out. This is crazy, right? Like a situation. Like one time we had to walk to actually like the food store, like the ShopRite or the Giant or whatever. You know what I'm saying? The Pathmark, like we had to walk to the store, you know what I'm saying, to get some food. But it was 4 of us. Two people didn't want to walk. So 2 of us walked to the store, and guess how much food we got? Enough for 2 people to eat.
Whoa.
You know what I mean? Like for real, like you don't want to walk to the store to get the food, but when it come back and it's cooking, smelling good and all that, it's time to eat. Everybody's sitting at the table with a plate and a fork, you know what I mean? I was like, I hope y'all just practicing table manners, because y'all didn't get nothing to eat.
Oh, shit.
Yo, that's a real scenario right there. He never lied about that one. And it's the truth when it comes to business and just people in general dealing with people. I mean, people always want something for nothing. You ain't putting no work. You know, even if you didn't put any money in the situation, if you showed your dedication and everything like that and you went hard, you know, but, you know, you got cats that's, you know, lazy as hell, but they expect you to just pay them and do all kinds of stuff. What have you done? What have you done for me lately? That's the question, you know. And people get tight, you know, when you say, hey, you know what I mean? This is business at the end of the day. Like you said, I'm going to the store and I'm buying enough food for two people. So don't get tight when you don't got no plate, son, when you don't got nothing on that plate and that plate is empty. For real.
Yeah, true indeed.
You know?
True indeed. You should have put your damn sneakers on, man, and came to the store. Now your ass hungry. That's the type of situation like you remember like back in the day when the dude around your way was you know what I mean, he wanted to fight you and you didn't want to fight him, and then the later on that night you'd be in the house like, man, damn, why didn't I fight him, man? I could have punched him in the stomach and chopped him in the neck. You know what I'm saying? Like everybody wants, like, you want the victory, but you don't want to, you know what I mean, you don't want to go through the fight to get the victory, man.
That's the truth, you know, and it's the same thing with, you know, it takes work to get all the glitz and the glam, man. You got to do the dirty work, man. You got to do that dirty work, you know, behind the scenes. You got to do all the work that everybody else don't want to do. You got to do the work, man. You got to crawl before you walk. Something late in the news, something that I saw, I want to know, I don't understand this whole situation. Allegedly, there was a baby that crawled out of a house, like a 2-3-month-old baby, crawled out the house. Apparently, they said the baby pushed the door open. This baby was sitting in the middle of the street. Parents was not even aware that this baby was out. Bus driver pulls up. It's late at night. He don't know what it is. It's in the middle of the street. Thank God that he, like, stopped and he saw the baby. The father comes and just jumps out of nowhere and snatches the baby. Don't tell the bus driver thank you or anything. How do y'all feel about that situation? Because I still don't understand it.
Yo, first of all, somebody needs to find out who this kid is. Because if you 2 or 3 months old and you can open the door and crawl out and sit in the middle of the street, you got some type of superpowers. They bound to get rich off that. 2 or 3 months old, you crawling around opening doors and shit? Shit, now I'm going to get down with him, so I'm going to get down with him now. So when he's like 20 years old and he popping, then I could be like, see, I was down with you from 2 months.
that's
crazy,
though. That's crazy.
What was they doing? What was they, I mean, did it say like what the parents was doing? You know what I mean?
They were Hispanic, I guess, and the guy, they said, I don't know, because apparently, I don't know, apparently like a 2-month-old would be in a crib, and it's hard for a child to get out of a crib at 2 months old, unless, I don't know if they were just sitting the baby or the baby, you know how like they got doggy doors? Did the baby
shit, nah, doors they was probably on them. They was probably on them, like, shit, you can crawl, man, you better go out there and get a job.
Oh, shit, he said that shit.
Oh, that's
letting him off the porch. That's letting him off the porch too early, though, man.
Shit.
That's letting him off
like,
the porch
I mean,
too
as
early.
A parent, though, like, all jokes aside, as a parent, how do you not realize that your child is not within eyesight of you? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that don't make sense, man. It don't make sense at all. I don't know. I don't understand that. I just still don't understand how the hell can we find a little baby, like, falling out the door? Like, I mean, regular doors aren't, like, you know, really, like, you know, light or anything. Like, how the hell can a baby push a door open? I don't understand that shit.
The door could have already been open. The parent might have just said, he's getting on the phone.
I think the door was open. The door was open already. It had to be.
So you can use it as a parent.
At 2 or 3 months old, still in awe for the baby to be able to get out the door and then end up in the middle of the street. Like, what type of neglect is that for you as a parent to not know that your 2-month-old child is crawling out the front door?
Oh yeah, that's
like, you know what I'm saying.
Everything.
My son is 6 years old, and if he goes to the bathroom, I'm like, yo, where you at, man? Where you at? You know what I'm saying? I'm like, yo, so a 2-3-month-old baby crawling? Like, how fast can the baby crawl? How fast did it take him to get to the door, down, like, 1 or 2 stairs into the street?
That don't even make sense, man.
That's like a baby at 2 months. They move like a snail. It must have took him, like, 2 hours to get out there.
Yeah,
that's it. I still don't understand that, but authorities are looking into trying to find out, I guess, child protective services, because that child would have been snatched out the house. It just don't make no sense for a little baby to be in the middle of the street at night at
you said
that.
Said that night,
right? They supposed to be asleep, man. They supposed to be asleep. Like, what's going on?
You
it don't
it
make no
night?
Sense. At nighttime. This is at night.
Now, somebody could have been like, what? Somebody could have been driving down the street and not even paid attention.
And just hit the thing. You know, God forbid, but that's crazy. It don't even make sense. I didn't really understand the story, but, you know, allegedly, you know, officials are looking into the whole situation and investigating it, but it was all caught on film and everything. It was crazy. It was really crazy.
They need to bring back that old commercial that come on at 10 o'clock that go, it's 10 o'clock, you know where your children are.
Yeah, for real.
Definitely, man. But like I said, we're supposed to be having my son live on the show. We're still waiting for him to come through. And we're supposed to have Ernie Gaines live on Lush Radio Online. Right now, we're live with Billy Blass of Vintage Beast, one of the hottest producers. You only got 24 hours for you to extract the beat, because if you don't, I'm sorry for your computer. It might blow up. I don't know. And also, on top of that, we have our boy representing the Boston area, you know, the one, the only, Bugsy, live on Lush Radio Online. And we have your man, Future Guru. And we want to shout out all the May babies out there, because we have two May babies. We have Bugsy and we have Billy Blass live on the show. Shout out to my little brother out there. Today's his birthday. And shout out to everybody that has a birthday in May. Another thing new in news is Google right now is trying to integrate the technology of the internet to add that to actual television. So basically, they're trying to merge everything that we watch on look on the internet to the TV. So you know, the average person doesn't really watch TV that much anymore. So basically, they're trying to basically integrate it. So, I think that's the move that, you know, technology is going to anything. Everything is moving to more of web-based now. Nobody really, I mean, that whole frequency, like when they went digital, that was a whole source for them to transition everything from the internet. You know, everything like online radio, everything like it's going to be like commercial radio is about to be obsolete soon also. But how do you guys feel about the new technology and stuff, Billy?
You better evolve, because time waits for no man.
That's what it is. That's what it is, man.
Better evolve and just understand what it is.
How you feel about it, Buzz?
I've been waiting for it, man. I'm a motherfucking computer genius, technology. I've been waiting for this whole thing to pop off. I mean, I knew it was taking over sooner or later. You know what I mean? And I'm not for the commercials. I know they gotta pay their bills and everything, but you know what I mean? That stops me from watching TV. So I'm all for it.
That's what it is, Ghoul. What you think about
it? Yeah, man. Yo, I just want everybody, when they watching TV and when they watching Everybody Hates Chris, to go back to Twitter and go on my Twitter. That's how it's going to be. Get your keyboard in your hand while you watching TV. Go from the commercials to Twitter, man. I'm going to be on your Twitter popping, man. That's all I got to say. If you on TV, put your keyboard in your hand while you watching TV. That's all I want you to do. And my Twitter is twitter.com/futureguru100 while you watching TV. I know what this is all about, man. We're taking it commercial. That's why you're going to see Less Girls International in your face while you watching TV, fool. Don't be stupid, man. I'm going to get at you while you watching TV, you stupid ass. I'm going to be on Twitter while you watching TV. That's all I got to say, man. Be on Twitter while y'all watching TV. And I'm going to come through. I'm going to be like shutting that shit down, like, we interrupt this program. Come on, man. That's what I'm doing, man. I know what this is about. I ain't no Martian, man. I'm an earthling, yo. Come on, man. I'm just going
to
take it out. I'm
a quick skit real quick. This is actually one of the old skits that Billy Blass helped me out with. You know, he threw the banjo behind the joint. I think he knows which one this is. This is a little skit, you know what I'm saying? This is how much people, you know, love Lush Radio Online. But we're going to go to that. We'll go to this quick skit and we'll be back on Lush Radio Online.
I like beans. I like all kinds of beans. I like pinto beans. I like black beans. I like a lot of beans. Sometimes I eat beans and I make my fart, or I eat beans and sometimes do-do, but I eat beans. I like Mexican beans, I love American beans, I like beans. Do you like beans? What kind of beans you like? But I do like Lush Radio, and I eat beans. Thank you.
That's what it is, man. Do you like beans? I like all kinds of beans. You know what I'm saying? I make them like the beans that come out your ass and you shit them all over the place. You know what I'm saying? I like beans. They make me do do. Please help me throw the banjo behind that joint and everything, man. I love that skit. That joint gets hilarious. People just die laughing off that one. That's definitely a hilarious one right there. But you know, on transition, Ren, let's talk about some things about the world itself, man. We're moving in such a fast paced world that we don't have time for the normal things that we used to have time for. You know, back in the day, we used to have family dinners and all that stuff. People don't got time for family dinners. I think people are more eating outside more than anything nowadays. People don't cook that much. You know what I mean? They don't cook that much. People don't. They don't even know what their kids are doing in school anymore. I kind of also feel like, you know, kids are like missing out on just being a kid. Remember when we used to like play hopscotch, play jacks, dominoes? You know what I mean? Little girls don't even double dutch no more. You get the clothesline and play double dutch with a long extension phone cord. You know what I mean? And, you know, we used to like, pretend that, you know, we were sword fighting, you know, have our own little clubs and stuff like that. And you could play late at night, not worrying about, a pedophile or something like that. I think a lot of stuff, you know, we're missing, you know, from back in the day. I would love to integrate some of that stuff. How y'all feel about it, man? I think our times when we was coming up was fun. What y'all think about it, man?
I go first. Times have definitely changed, yo. Times have definitely changed. This feature grew 100. So I take it upon myself to actually go with the time. So, you know, family time is still a must. You know, like, I have a daughter, so, like, it's definitely, like, she's a high school kid. So, like, for the most part, you got to stay in touch, man. Don't neglect your family for your business, man. You got a business, you know what? Put God first, then everything else will fall in place, man. Or it's definitely a lack of communication, and families is breaking down, and kids is losing communication with their parents on a daily basis. It's like they falling. They making their own peers their family instead of they natural family. Like
it's the internet. The internet is the devil.
Yeah, the internet becomes their family. The internet is raising your kids, man. They know more about Worldstar than they do their cousins and their own family and grandmoms and grandpas. They don't know what their grandfather used to do for a living. They just know the internet and what Worldstar said about so-and-so last month.
This is what I don't understand. How you know about Worldstar, but you can't read?
That's that parenting.
That's crazy.
Because I don't have to read Worldstar. If I click on this button right here, it'll play a video for me, and I can hear what they say, and I don't have to read anything. I know that's Waka Flocka, though.
He said, I know that's Flocka.
That's real talk, though.
Well, you gotta understand. You know what? I like what somebody told us on our show about ADD before, and I think it was Doggy Diamonds, if I'm mistaken. But like, we gotta realize what that is, man. The songs they're making now, they're making them for what the kids what we classify as having ADD. That's why you got these lollipop hooks. That's why you got these lollipop verses, man. So, I mean, you know, that's what the kids is going by because of the attention span, you know. And, like, you know, that was a real jewel when we had Doggy on the show and he dropped that for us, man. But that's the truth. That's the truth, though. That's the truth. Like, where do we go next? Like, how do you be creative when you're dealing with ADD? I don't know.
Yeah, and that's the truth. A lot, not even just the kids, man. I'm sorry to say, no, don't hate me for this, but I think this is the year to crack baby. This is the year to crack baby, man. Back in the day when we was coming up, the crack babies we had, you know, they did coke. They was a hype for a little. But these joints, I did some overdoses, yo. Because these kids is retarded. I swear to God. I swear to God. These kids that you know, half of them don't even know who our black leaders are. You know, back in the day when you had Black History Month, you could point out this is the joint of truth, this is who, this is that. They don't know who that is. They don't even know how the judicial system works. They don't know the three branches of government.
They'll find out how the judicial system works when they have to get locked up for doing something stupid, for not being able to learn how to read, that this shit said no trespassing.
For real.
You know, that comes from, too, that comes from these young kids having kids, man. Like, you know what I mean?
No.
Like my son's mother, man. She be watching that 16 and pregnant. Like, yo, and parents is cool. Like, yo, I wish my daughter would come to me 15, 16, talking about she's pregnant. Baby doll, you got to finish high school first. What you talking about? You having unprotected sex. But let's be serious. All these kids having kids, they can't teach their kids because they didn't get taught. You know what I mean? They too busy out there running the streets with the skirts. You know what I'm saying?
And that's the truth. That's definitely the truth. We're going to hold that thought. We're going to get back into that forum again. We're talking about basically, you know, is the internet teaching our children? Like, what's going on with our kids? Like, for real. But we're going to go. I think we might have my song live on the line, but let's check. We need to have my song on the Urban Games. We're going to check on the line. Caller from the 718. You're live on Lush Radio Online. Peace.
Hey, baby. I'm so sorry. My phone went crazy just now. I know I was supposed to call in, like, an hour ago. I want to give my apologies, but I'm here. This is my son in the building. What's going on?
What's good with you, my son? What's
you
up
know,
with you, my son?
Man, just on my grind, trying to get it together. You know?
That's
yeah,
what
my...
it is. Right
going
now,
on.
If you're just joining us right now, we got my song live in the building. Upcoming artist doing his 1-2. Definitely got a big following. Definitely salute to him. Calling that 782-67-722. You're live on Lush Radio Online. Right now, we got Billy Blast live on the panel with us. And we also got Bugsy, another upcoming artist. Billy Blast is a producer. And Future Guru 100, my co-host on Lush Radio Online. So before we get into it, my son, you got any shout-outs or anything, babe?
I just want to shout out all my supporters. There's a couple of my friends that's locked up, so, you know, I want to shout out them, Hocus, S1, Chi, and, you know, just shout out the whole Us Entertainment, the Goon Squad, Black Wall Street, and that's pretty much it. Bang Bang Boogie, that's pretty much it.
Uh-huh. That's what it is. My son, man, what, you know, inspired you to get into the music business?
Well, I'm 80, baby, so, you know, I grew up on soul music and the essence of hip-hop, you know, the whole, when you were saying something in hip-hop, when it wasn't just you shake your ass or somebody's, you know, how much money you got, it was about telling a story and about giving a point of view, being able to bring somebody into your world, so that always intrigued me, you know, always being able, when an artist was able to test me with his words and make me feel emotions when we get into hip hop. So.
That's what it is. Put your Twitter out there real quick, cause we go heavy on the Twitter. Put your Twitter out there for the people and you know contact information and stuff like that.
My Twitter is @MySonne, MYSONNE, the number one. You can go to my website www.mysonnynygeneral.com and. That's pretty much it. I don't do Facebook and the rest of that stuff.
That's what it is. I'm going to go ahead and throw it over to my co-host, Future Guru, out there in Irvington, New Jersey. Guru, you got a question for my son?
Yeah, I definitely do, man. I just wanted to give a shout-out to my son because I've been following him from way back when he first started, when everybody was shouting him out, when it was all love before he went in, went down. I mean, like, I already know what it is. Like, matter of fact, not for nothing, I seen my son at the car show,
and gave him mad love out the window. I jumped out the sunroof and dapped him up, like, and he was with his crew. He had the picket signs standing right at the entrance to the joint, like, with his whole team, like, with picket signs, like, shouting that My Son shit out. Like, I know he remembered that shit. And, I know. This is how I do, because I'm letting them know I get out here on this promotion for real. But what I want to say, My Son, is, like, as long as you've been doing it and you just gave us the essence of what you really rocking with, and if anybody ever seen you on the YouTube and all that, they, I know that you don't play on the YouTube. If you come on to the YouTube, it ain't even not for nothing. You come to set the record straight, man. So I want you to just tell them all, like, how you know that this internet ain't no game and you really on it to know, like, you know your position on the internet. Like, tell them what it is like when you come on the internet, man. Stop all that bullshit, man.
Like, at the end of the day, right, the internet is big right now. Like, it's really big to the point where you don't, like, it's erasing the need for radio. You understand what I'm saying? Like, you don't even need, like, I don't even need a radio DJ to play my music because my presence on the internet is so big. And I'm able to support myself through that, get shows, get certain things. So I think us as artists have to be mindful of the things we put on because it's so accessible. The internet is accessible to kids. It's accessible to people of lesser intelligence. So, and they're moldable. So a lot of times we say things and we do things to present an image or to try to give off some type of buzz, such as to speak, and these kids, they follow it. You know, I got little nephews, I got a son, and they watch these rappers, and they think, yo, I just want to get money, or I want to be a goon, and I want to do this. They don't even know the essence of these of what a goon comes from. You know what I'm saying? Because the artists are not taking the time to explain certain things. Artists back in the days, we had hardcore rappers. We always had hardcore rappers and things of that nature. But even the hardcore rappers, gave you a message. They told you angry. They told you, they let you know, like DMX said, when he was talking about violence, it was because this was the thing that he would do to his worst enemy if put in a situation. The rappers now, they don't give you no other side. They just tell you we rich or we gangsters or let's just fuck all day. You know, it's no other side. There's no teaching. It's just here. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's what the problem is with the whole the internet thing, is that everybody's trying to get a name, but they're saying who can do the most outlandish things. You got this girl Kat Stax that's just on there talking about how she had sex with rappers, and they talking about giving her reality shows. So what you do is you give off the wrong message to the young girls because they think, all right, Kat Stax got it this way, so that's what I'm going to do. You know, you make the girls that Tiger Woods was sleeping with famous, they get hundreds of thousands for their story. So then you have these young girls saying, well, I'm going to be the next girl to sleep with somebody and tell on them so I can get some money. And it's terrible. The moral, it demeans the morals of our community. So I think that when I get on the internet and I talk about things on the internet, it's about real life situations. It bothers somebody because I'm talking against something that they might do, a big artist maybe, because I don't have no. If you're a big artist, small artist, little person, if you do something wrong and you're misleading somebody and it's not right, I have a voice, so I can speak on it. I'm able to talk and have somebody to give somebody a different point of view, and a lot of people don't like that. That's called hating now. See, when you don't agree with the status quo and you speak out against that, now it's called hating. Before, it was you had an opinion. Now the new term for having your own opinion and believing what you believe is called hating. So
that's the truth. That's the truth. Yeah. You never lied about that one. I'm going to go ahead and throw it to my boy Billy Blast out there in the DMV, originally from Jersey. You got a question for My Son, Billy?
I mean, you know what my questions is. My questions is about, I already know I can't. I'm from the same cloth you cut from. You know what I mean? I'm from the same cloth you cut from, Mike. I come from the the whole 80s ever myself, man. My question is, though, is where do producers, where can we send tracks for?
Well, you can send You can send tracks to mikesonnygeneral@gmail.com.
That's a bet. We sent you some joints because you know I was the one that did that. I did the ASAP Money record.
Oh, okay, okay. All right, yeah, that's my people.
Yeah, my man Wells. Yeah, no doubt. It was my people's, man. I did the ASAP Money record.
That's what's up.
I mean? I definitely want to fly you in some joints, man.
That's what's up.
We can do that.
So definitely we make that connection on Us Radio, get that crack, and definitely send you some heat. He definitely got some fire.
You never know when you're going to run into somebody. Crazy.
Yeah, definitely, man. But, you know, hey, Us Radio Online is famous for making connections live on the show, man. It's not a game. It's how we do. It's all about networking. We ain't working together. We ain't working at all, point blank, you know. Bugsy, you got a question for my boy Max on?
Man, well, let me say, you know, salute to the man. You know, I've been hearing his name around, you know what I mean? So now I get the no homo put the voice with the name, you know what I mean? Well, fuck yeah. Like I said, a couple of dudes been telling me about you. All I can say is, man, like I tell everybody that I get in tune with, man, you know what I mean? I'll follow you, you know what I mean, do my homework and move with the movement, you know what I mean? Because I support anybody doing their thing as long as they doing it, you know what I mean?
I appreciate that, brother, and likewise, man, likewise. I just think that we, us as artists, we have to, you know what I'm saying? The main thing is that we got so materialistic that we forgot about the next generation. And our next generation is so lost because they just want the money. They don't think about the hard work. The thing is that our music just paints the picture that money falls out the air. It falls out the sky. It ain't no, y'all putting work in. It ain't no, this was the struggle before I had money. It's just, I'm popping champagne, and I'm doing this, and the kids, and that's all they into. They all, I want to buy, wear $500 jeans, I want this, but I don't want to work hard to get it. I just want this, I want that, I want this. They don't value nothing no more. There's no sense of value, you know what I'm saying? And us, as, what happens is we come from poor communities. So our thing is, we get older, we don't want our kids to have to struggle. But we don't realize that the struggle is what made us the strong individuals that we became. So we actually take that part away from the children, that struggle, to where they got to work and appreciate certain things. So we give it to them, and then when they reach a certain age, they lost. So they turn to the wrong things to try. They turn to the get-rich-quick schemes and the credit cards and check schemes because it takes 5 minutes to do that. They don't want to build nothing. We know how to build because we came from poor things. We didn't have much. So we figured out whatever it was. Was it in the street? Was it we packed bags, carried this? We figured out how to survive and how to be self-sufficient. We are robbing our children from that. This millennium that we're in, we are robbing our children from that. And I realized that with my son because he doesn't want to do chores. He just thinks you're supposed to give him stuff. And that's because I had to work for mine. So I figured I'm going to give him everything he wants. He ain't going to have to go through it. And I realized that that was a mistake. And I realized that I gave him the wrong message.
Yeah, in that sense, when you do that, you would cause a child to kind of become an enabler to a child and stuff. And you know, I deal with high school kids every day, and I just see, like, at one point in the time, children used to have fear for their parents because, you know, that 911 number did not work for us back in the day. You feel me? There was no such thing as 911. And nowadays, you know, it's so much freedom. You know, that they'll buck at you, you know, and square up with you. And you're like, wow, you know, where is the discipline?
Yeah.
We used to have shame.
We come from that era where, like, in school and all that, though, they was like, you know what I mean, they could shut everything down with I'm going to call your mother. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and they like, so what?
Wait. I was only kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know. And that's the truth. That's
unfortunate. That's like, really the era that we live in, you
know what I mean? You have babies having babies, so where's the discipline at?
There's no consequences for actions. It's just like I'm a strong advocate against snitching. So, and what I classify snitching is not anybody that calls the police, because if you're a civilian and you go to work every day and you pay your taxes, then the police are there to protect you. So you're supposed to call police when you're wrong. But when you live by certain street ethics and you prosper off the crime, and you deceive the police daily, and you've done things, and you got away with crime, and then when you get caught, you decide that you want to call police on somebody, and that's what the problem is, because now you're trying to duck the consequences for your own actions.
Right.
And that's morally wrong to me. You understand what I'm saying? In any form of anything, there are certain rules. And people don't believe that. Oh, you're doing crime anyway. Fuck that. It's just not that true, because a lot of people hustle and do crime out of a sense of desperation. That's how we did it. We didn't glorify crimes. That's why it was bugged out to me now, is that the artists now glorify the things that we talked about to try to tell them that we overcame that. We went through that to get where we were. Now they glorify it, and they never actually been through it. And you can tell by the way.
Yeah, that's the thing that's the serious pet peeve, is this fraudulent nonsense. Like, you're fraudulent, you're a skirt, you're out here glorifying things you've never done. You've never been on the streets, you've never, and your amount of what you say, keys and this and that, your amounts don't add up, so we know you've never been on the streets. You've never been on the block before. But you're promoting this, and people are talking about Bloods and all that stuff. Real talk, a lot of the Bloods that are in there really don't want to be a part of that no more. They actually want to try to, like, get off the street. They doing bids. Half of these people have never done a bid in their life. And some of these people have degrees. Some of these people who are rhyming have degrees. Little John has one. What's his name? Plies has one.
Do you know the thing? Why I don't? You want me to tell you why I don't respect Plies and his degree? Because Plies advocates ignorance, and he's so intelligent. See, like, I don't agree when you sit there and rhyme about the most ignorant shit in the most ignorant manner that you can, but then when somebody interviews you, you sound like a scholar. But you don't want to show you. It's like you're scared to be intelligent. It's like you showing these kids that let's glorify stupidity and hide from intelligence. Let's glorify stupidity and hide from, and it's crazy. This is what right now you got Waka Flocka, you got Gucci Mane. The vocabulary they use. It's not even third grade vocabulary, the shit they use in their song. And we trying to tell them that this is the face of hip hop. This is the future of hip hop. And this is what we are. All our songs are either talking about fucking somebody or spending a bunch of money. That's all our songs is about. So if this is what we're giving our kids, what do we expect them to think? They're not trying to think. They don't want to think. You put on a song that's positive, that's about something that has to do with something. The kids is like, yo, they don't want to think. What's good? They're like, they don't want to think. They don't have the attention span to think about that. What's going on? All right. They don't have the attention span to think about that. It's like, it's crazy. The DJs don't even, and I'm like, so you don't realize that you dictate what the people hear? They don't dictate what you hear. If you play one song all day, that's the song that's going to come on the radio. You're contributing to it. So when you play Plies and Olay do it, these ain't even words these people are using. They've called ignorance swag now. They confuse
wow.
it, man. You being ignorant is having swag.
Because
you can't pronounce your words correctly, or you don't know this English and you make up a word that means nothing. Just turns into swag. Hold on one second.
And that's you know, some definitely some real stuff that he just talked about. We're gonna go to a quick commercial on Lush Radio Online. We're gonna go to a quick commercial and we'll be back. And we're live right now, we're talking to my son right now. If you're just joining us, then my son is definitely give us his points on the music industry in general, things that you know, he sees and that we see in regards to the influences on music when it comes to the children in this day and age and stuff. So we're talking about that right now, and we're going to talk about some new things that's going on with my son. But we're going to go to a quick commercial. We'll be back on Lush Radio Online.
Having a party? Having a party? Need a DJ?
Need a DJ?
How about... Having a party? Need a DJ?
Need a DJ?
How about the best damn DJ in the business? DJ Hustle. Visit DJ Hustle at HustleEvents.com to book your next surprise birthday party, corporate event, or bachelor party. With over 40,000 songs, DJ Hustle is ready to play any request. Check out DJ Hustle at HustleEvents.com. That's HustleEvents.com. You can never hustle hard enough.
Attention, music connoisseurs. Are you frustrated and aggravated from listening to conventional radio? Sick and tired hearing the same lame 20 songs over and over again? You need to be listening to blogtalkradio.com/LushRadioOnline. Lush Radio Online. Hosted by Lushy Lush. Lushy Lush has her ear to the street and plays all the new and independent artists out there. So listen to Lushy Lush. Log on to blogtalkradio.com/LushRadioOnline. And don't forget to call into the station 347-826-7722. Independent artists and record labels can submit music to Lush Radio Online MP3s@gmail.com. Lush Radio Online. You just officially got stamped.
It's your girl, Lushy Lush. Did you ever think about picking up a magazine to see nothing but the hottest ladies that's doing hot things in the industry, from models to business owners? We trying to find out the beauty outside and the beauty within. So if you thought about that, pick up E2K magazine at www.myspace.com/E2K magazine or www.everything2.com. Or email them at E2K Magazine@gmail.com. Holla at your girl, man. Pick up E2K Magazine and support them in their movement, man. Like Nike say, just do it, do it, do it.
Yeah, yeah, what's happening? This Big Wishbone, Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Yeah, this your boy Kool Rock from the Fat Boys. And when I'm in the DMV, I'm always rocking with my girl Lush on Lush Radio Online.
That's what it is, that's what it is. And we're back on Lush Radio Online. And we're live with your boy, My Son, live on the show. My Son, my question for you is, being in the industry, what was the hardest adversity that you had to deal with?
Well, my hardest adversity was, basically, I got into the industry young. I was 20 when I first got signed. And I actually got in fast. It wasn't really hard. And then I got locked up. So I served 7 years in prison. So I came back, is reestablishing myself was probably the hardest thing, because although I'm not a new artist, I'm actually not an old artist either, because I actually never dropped the album, but I had a strong underground buzz because I did a lot of underground things, with a lot of mainstream artists. So it's a conflict. It's like I'm new to most of the world, but to a lot of people, I'm not. So it's like reestablishing yourself. You have the people that know you that want to make it seem like, oh, he already, you know what I'm saying, he already did. Niggas don't want to hear that. Then you got the new people. I'm gaining new fans every day.
Rudy, I'm coming.
You know, I'm gaining new fans every day. So it's like a conflict. And a lot of the old industry connects I have, they see it as, oh, he been did this. They don't see it. They see it as you like Rakim or somebody. Oh, this thing, he been doing this for 10 years. Even though you never dropped your own single, you never dropped a video prior to you coming home, they just see it as, all right, he already just, you know, it's past his time. So you reestablishing yourself. So I'm basically gaining a whole new fan base at this time. So this is like, it's very hard. You know what I'm saying? It's hard what I'm doing right now. And by the grace of God, I'm able to reestablish it. You know, by the grace of God, I'm able to establish that and regain and gain a whole different fan base and you know, okay. I just signed a situation over with Black Wall Street and Game, and I was able to get a single situation with SRC Universal. So it's a constant grind.
I'll be there in 2 minutes. I didn't know,
you know
exactly
a,
what time to
mean.
You really out in the streets, man. You out in the streets over there.
I'm in the streets right now. So I'm heading downtown. I got to go to Universal office right now.
That's what it is. Tell us about some new projects and new things that's going on with you out there right now.
I just signed a situation with Game and the whole Black Wall Street, and I'm working on that situation. I'm pushing the single to SRC, Make You Go Home, which I got the remix with Jim Jones and Noriega, which should be airing on BET shortly. I'm working on my new mixtape hosted by DJ Scream, The Definition of a G. Should be out within the next couple of weeks. You know, I'm just putting out a lot of music. I just work. I love the music, and I believe that the music speaks for itself. And once you get to know the music and you get to know me, it coincides. Like a lot of these artists, their music don't coincide with them. There's like you hear the music and you like the music, when you see the person, it's like, I don't get that from him. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of these mainstream people that they telling you is the biggest artist in the world, you hear the music, then you see a video, and you're like, are you serious? Like, you can't be serious about it. You know,
like,
so.
This is what everybody's shouting for real?
Yeah, you know, so, and then once you get it. So I get it.
It's a lot of wind going on over there. I can't even hear you, babe.
I'll call you back.
Okay.
That's what it is.
You know, so at the end of the day, I'm just working. I'm just putting all these projects together, trying to do the best I can, man. You know, by the grace of God, everything will work out. Because then I've been home from prison for actually 3 years now. In the 3 years, I've gained so much process and so much progress. Against the naysayers, against, you know, you got people in the industry that, most of the people in the industry, I catapulted their careers. You know, when Shine was first getting signed, me and Shine was the hottest dudes, a lot of these A&Rs and dudes that's in CEO position was my A&Rs. You know, and they got certain places, dudes that's on the radio now was working with my A&Rs and labels, you know what I'm saying? So it's crazy when they don't give you the support. When you give them music and they, oh, this is hot, but don't support it, and then support music from other places that of artists they never know, you know. So it's just an uphill battle, you know. Just I'm just happy that by the grace of God that I've established what I've already established and accomplished what I've already accomplished.
That's what it is, man. We just want to, you know, support you over here at Lush Radio and everything. Can we get a quick shout out? You know, this is my son, and I'm rocking with Lush Radio Online real quick.
Yeah, you know who it is. Your boy, my son, NY General, B Cross is finest, Bang Bang Boogie Assassin, the G from Worldwide. This is me, and I'm rocking with Lush Radio, man. The realest radio on the internet.
That's what it is, man. I'm definitely, you know, it's an honor to have you on the show because, you know, you've been grinding for years, you know, your situation, and then, you know, you came back, and, you know, you definitely have a lot of loyal fans that, you know, remember you from back then, and still now you got some new followers. And, you know, we definitely want to support you in what you're doing, man. And I really, you know, hope to God that everything you want to, you know, in life comes to pass. Because you definitely a hard worker for real, my son.
I appreciate that, man.
I know you heading off to go over there to Universal and have a meeting. Mm-hmm. So we're going to kind of, you know, wrap it up. I'm just going to let the people get their final thoughts for you before you roll out, all right?
All right.
Google, your final thoughts with my son?
Yo, my son, I got your Twitter, man. I'm a Jersey cat. I'm going to get at you, man. It's Jersey to NY to BX, man. I'm going to support you, man, and let you know that Lush Radio Online really got this Twitter and this internet popping, and we the premier online promotion spot for you, man. So we're going to get these exclusives popping, man. We need these joints. We need these MP3s from you so we can show
right.
you.
I sent a couple. I don't know if they got there yet, but
I got a special Gmail for you. I'm gonna have you follow me on Twitter. I'm gonna get at you on the daily on Twitter so you know that Lush Radio Online I'm really rocking with you, my dog.
I appreciate that, my G.
Yeah, my nigga, we got you, man.
That's what it is. That's what it is. And try to see if I got it in the arsenal. I'm gonna check. Billy, you got some final thoughts for my son?
Yeah, I mean, you know, salute, my dude. You know what I mean? Keep doing what you're doing, man. Keep your foot on their neck, man, until it snap. You know what I mean? You hear the bones crack, man.
I appreciate it.
God willing, we could get this Mice on and Vintage Beast Productions record going, man. You know what I mean?
Let's get it, man. I'm here. Let's get it.
I'ma definitely fly you in some joints tonight.
Okay.
Tonight.
All right.
Well, hey, but mice, man. I wanna say this, mice. You know what I mean? Because this is my clause, man. You know what I mean? There was some joints that were sent to you previously, prior to this conversation, but it might have got mixed up in the midst of the emails and all that. Because I know, you know what I mean? You probably got 500 emails coming in at you a day, but I'm gonna send you some joints, right? But look, yo, you got like 24 hours, my dude, to get them joints out of your email because. The clause is that we are at Vintage Beast Productions, we are not responsible for anything that happens to your computer when we send that heat to your email, man. You know what I mean? So anything after 24 hours, your computer might start melting and all of that. So I require that you get them joints out of there real quick, man.
That's what it is. That's what it is. Bugsy, you have a final thought for my son?
Yo, my final thoughts is, man, yo, keep doing what you're doing, man. You know what I mean? You done been through the struggle, and they still ain't stopped you, man. Just, yo, keep doing what the fuck you do, man, and I support and salute you all the way, my G.
That's what it is, definitely. Definitely shout out to my son. I know he had to go in and into his meeting and stuff with Universal. So we definitely appreciate him for coming on Lush Radio, showing us some love for real, you know. He definitely got some situations going on, so y'all better look out for my son because he's a problem. We're going to be putting that Twitter up there. I know Google's going to go in. We're going to put that Twitter on, so y'all guys need to go ahead and follow my son over there and stuff. This is my boy TDI's version of Over. Let me know what you think about this joint, you know. TDI's version. He's our host on Mondays, All That's Radio Online. Check it out.
I know way too many people here right now that I didn't know last year. Who the fuck are y'all? I swear it feels like the last few nights we've been everywhere and back, but I just can't remember it all. What am I doing? What am I doing? Oh yeah, that's right, I'm doing me. I'm doing me. I'm living life right now, man, and that's what I'ma do till it's over. Till it's over. From over.
Turn the music up, yup, I'm TDI, I'm not for real. You little petty rappers getting signed for half a deal. You got me laughing chill, probably busting half a spill. You ain't hardcore, you faggot, you're a daffodil. Somebody tell Wayne I'm hungry in the slums, young money. I'm tired of my money being young. I can put the heat until the beating on the drums. And I won't stop till I'm bleeding from the tongue. They said I got it, boy, and I'm getting better in it. I'm a problem like math when it got letters in it. TDI, you know the name, you know we hot. And I got the same aura motherfucking Kobe got. I'm out for Skrilla, but listen, homie, I'm hot for Rilla. And your girl's in love with me, she follow me without the Twitter. Fake rapping niggas, I tell them spray for me. Homie, get away from me, cause listen.
I know way too many people here right now that I didn't know last year. Who the fuck are y'all? I swear it feels like the last few nights we've been everywhere and back, but I just can't remember it all. What am I doing? What am I doing? Oh yeah, that's right, I'm doing me. I'm doing me. I'm living life right now, man, and this what I'ma do till it's over, till it's over, but it's far from over.
People hear the flow, they say TDI and say no, but I won't be happy till they put me on the payroll. I'm concrete, these other fucking rappers are the Play-Doh. clogging up the pipelines. Don't worry, I'm the Drano, bitch. I say it quicker, use a bitch, man. I'm swimming on this beat. Your flow slanted on the kickstand. I'm live, dog. Listen to my grind talk. Got my own radio show. Thanks to Lushy Lush and Blog Talk. I'ma stop? Hell no. Do it till I'm well known. Me and rap go together like a strip of Velcro. We can do a session while the beat is on the telephone. First rapper to host a radio show on a cell phone. Go ahead, sucker, eat your heart out. Most you rappers end up how a nigga start out. Fuck your presence, dawg, cause I don't even feel ya. You can say whatever, you don't even look familiar.
I know way too many people here right now that I didn't know last year. Who the fuck are y'all? I swear it feels like the last few nights we've been everywhere and back, but I just can't remember it all. What am I doing?
Yo, what's going good with you, man? This your boy, Money Matt, with Stop Beefing Radio. And when I'm in the DMV, I'm always rocking with my girl, Lush, on Lush Radio Online. You just got officially stamped. One.
Yeah. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building. You already know what it is, man, giving you what you want, what you need. That was that over version of TDI, you know what I'm saying? I want you to know what y'all think about that, you know what I'm saying? And, we also got the song from my song, you know what I'm saying? We're going to go into that in a few. So what you think about that, Buzzy? How you feel about that overdoing?
Shit, I had to put my phone on mute, man. I ain't want to come through the airwaves, you know, reciting shit. Because every time you play it, man, I rock with TDI, man. You know what I mean? Like I said, you brought me to him, so I rock with him, man. You know what I mean? Like I said, I put my shit on mute, man, just in case the waves were still open. They'd be like, who's that in the background reciting shit, you know?
Billy, what you think about that joint?
Man, that joint was dope. Y'all don't even look familiar.
That's what it is. That's what it is. That was TDI's over right there. And I know Google, you know, got some good thoughts over there.
Yo, TDI, man, keep doing your thing, man. Jersey to the BX, man. It's all day right here, man. TDI ripped that joint, man. I really appreciate him challenging himself to go ahead and put some bars on that, man. Because you know what? Everybody won't make that record sound like that. TDI did a great job on that shit right there, man. Real talk, man.
That's what it is. We like I told y'all, we have my son that just came on a few minutes ago. We also want to have artist Ernie Gaines. Your man did his joint with Jim Jones. He can sing. He's going to be coming on the show live on Lush Radio. We got a caller from the Jersey area. What's good, E973? What's good?
Who that?
Yo, Lush.
Yo, what's
Hello?
Up? Who this is?
Yo, yo, this is Fumi Designs. How you doing?
What's good with you, Fumi Designs? What's popping with you, girl?
Nothing. I just hit you on Twitter. You said, hey, Collins. I'm calling. I don't even know what y'all talking about over there. I miss something good, obviously.
That's love right there.
We live on Lush Radio Online. You know, we got Fumi Designs. She creates her own designs. She represents the Jersey area, so, you know, you need them custom dresses, them custom outfits. She throws up everything, you know what I mean? So she's live on the line with Lush Radio Online. So, so Fumi, what's good with you, man? What's popping out there? You know what I'm saying? What part of Jersey are you in right now?
I'm in Newark right now, but I just came home from work. I said I'm in Newark right now. I just came home from work.
All right. That's where I'm at.
That's what it is. I appreciate that, man. You know what I'm saying? When you tell somebody calling to the show and they calling the show, man, that's love right there, man. I love you, Fumi. Stay on the
love
line
you too,
with us.
Girl.
Stay on the line with us real quick, all right, boo?
That's what it is.
Like I said, we're supposed to have Ernie Gaines live on the show. We got a caller from the 917. You're live on Lush Radio Online. What's up, pimpin'?
Peace. Y'all already know who this is. Thompson and here.
On the E2K magazine. This is my sister right here from another month. I'm going to tell everybody, listen up, okay? I can't stress this the most, okay? I love this girl to death. Like, I love this girl like I love cooked food. Like, this is my sister.
Like a
fat
man on cake.
Yo, Lush, you gotta give it a cougar intro. You gotta give it a cougar intro.
Yo, y'all got a cougar
love.
Intro now?
He has love.
Yo, what's the cougar intro? Run
yo,
that.
What is cougar
you
intro?
Do
yo, run that, run that. Run that, run
that. She's the queen of cougarism. She likes them young men. You know, not too young, you know, not like little kids
men.
And stuff.
Men, keyword.
They
got
to be able to buy a drink. They got to be able to buy a drink.
Yeah, but the key word there is men. See, keyword was men. I'm glad you stated that.
Yeah, definitely men. We're supposed to be having Ernie Gaines live on the show, but we're still waiting for him to call in and stuff on Lush Radio Online. But right now I got my sister from
I wanted to listen to some Ernie Gaines, you know what I'm saying? Because I popped him up in the YouTube and I wanted to sing you some stuff. They told me he's the second Michael Jackson coming, so I want to hear that.
That's a hell of a statement.
You know what I mean?
But I ain't going
out. Not for nothing. I was listening. I was listening on the YouTube of some of his stuff, and you know. He got it going on. There's not too many artists out here that can really be holding them notes. So,
Emma got that Campoyo voice, man.
We must even studio voice, or you know, he got to come with it, cause you know, Lush Radio don't be playing that. He already knows.
Yes, man. Cause we will laugh at you. I'm sorry. We will laugh at you on the show. You know, I'm sorry. We try to be nice, but if you're garbage, we're gonna laugh at you. Live on Lush Radio Online.
Basura.
Well, since we got Emma live on the line, we're still waiting for Ernie Gaines. This is the question, right? All right.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to open up the line for Fumi also, okay? Emma had a question that had reached so remarkable, like almost like 100 or so people commented on this subject. She has different subjects on Facebook that she posted up. So I want you to tell them about the first one and stuff, and I want to get you guys' feedback and also fool me about this question. Put that question out there for them, Emma.
Oh, wow. Wait a minute. I was on the other side of my house. I got to get to the front of the computer. I'm posting stuff every day. You know, I freestyle that from my dome piece, so I don't be remembering. Hold on a second. Depends how I feel, what mood I'm in, you know what I mean? Okay, here we go. About to go in. Hold on.
Well, you just tuning in right now. You're live on Lush Radio Online. We got our girl, Emma E2K Magazine, Street Queens the Movement, the president of Street Queens the Movement. Along with that, we have my co-host, one and only Future Guru, live in the building. And we have my boy, Albus's Beast, one of the hottest doing this thing, my brother from another mother, Billy Blast. And we also got my boy Bugsy. I love this dude to death. Upcoming artist live on Lush Radio Online. We got our girl Fumi Designs live in the building on Lush Radio Online also. So right now, Emma's gonna throw a question out there for the people, man. She's been lighting up Facebook with these questions, and people have been responding crazy. So
yeah,
Emma,
people been going in.
Throw the question out there for the people, man.
So the question, actually this was Tuesday's question. The question was, why are good men hard to find? Good men, where are you? Or are we looking in the wrong places, ladies? And what qualifies a man to be good? That's the question.
It's
broken up in like three parts, so you have to, you know, answer those parts. So go ahead. Whoever
want to
go in, go ahead.
If I could answer that, I'll answer
Wait. Let's let one of the ladies answer that. Give her feedback first, and then we go on to the ladies. Fumi, what's your response to that question? Fumi,
you know what? Yeah, y'all can hear me.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. My bad. I want to say that. The correct response to that question is, why is a good man hard to find? Because you're probably looking for the wrong thing. And one, I believe, like, you know, in the dating nowadays, because I'm single or whatever, I believe that if you're trying to date somebody or trying to meet somebody that you call quote-unquote good, you have to look within yourself. And it's a lot of shit that's probably going on with you that you need to fix before you even try to get into a relationship. There's a lot of problems
I've noticed, you know, with my friends and people that I don't know, situations I heard of where people are like, oh, I'm trying to find a good man and this, he ain't shit. Like, but you ain't shit, you know? So you got to, you know, fix self before you try to get into anything for anybody. That's my answer.
That's true. But let me also ask you, what do you think that, what qualifies a man to be good in your description? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like, some, like, you just.
Alright, in my description, my opinion is very simple. All I want is somebody that is normal. Like, I just want somebody that I can laugh with, somebody that has self-respect, that respects women, respects his mother, you know, driven, you know, a job, somebody that wants more in life than just the shit around him. That's what I want. I mean, I'm not asking for a, you know, no baller, no other, all that other bullshit, because everything I got myself. So I'm not, you know, beat for you for your money. All I want is somebody that, you know, I can laugh with. If I can get a dude that make me giggle all day, I'm good. Well, you know, and in the bedroom or whatever, but, you know, basically just giggle.
Okay. But what about he make you laugh crazy and you have stomach pains, but he's waiting, he has to take the bus to go see you, but he don't have no money to buy you no soda. Is that good? Is he still a good man?
That doesn't make him a bad man. That just would make him the right man for me.
Okay.
Wow.
I mean, like I said,
we got another caller, guys. Right now, we got into a deep conversation about are they good men hard to find and stuff like that. So we're going to get more into that conversation. We're going to check if we got our man live on the line, Ernie Gaines. Let's check and see. We got ME2K Magazine live on the line. We have our girl, Fumi, Guru, and we got our boy, Billy Blast, and Bugsy. Let's check on the line and see if we got the wonderful, I mean, that man can sing, Ernie Gaines. Let's see if we have him live on the line. We got a call from the 347 live on Lush Radio Online. What's good?
Yeah, what's going on, man? It's Ernie Gaines.
What up with you, Ernie?
Yeah, I just had to sneak up on y'all real quick. I came through
what's
the back door.
Nothing much, man. We definitely happy to have you on the show, man. We just had my son on the show and your girl Emma's on the line. But let's give you some Lush Radio love real quick, you know.
Yeah, I'm happy to be here, man. Thanks for having me. Oh, man. That's too much. Too much, baby. That's what's up, though. I appreciate the love.
That's what it is. Ernie, before we get into it, you got any shout-outs or anything like that, babe?
Yeah, I want to give a shout-out to Nitty Cruz. I want to give a shout-out to Ben Miranda. I want to give a shout-out to Chris Gotti and all the entire family that basically got me where I am right now. I just want to give a big shout-out, big holla, love you. You know, like, keep it real with them and everything.
That's what it is. I'm going to open up the line for my girl, Emma, because without Emma, we wouldn't have got this interview anyway. So let me open it up for my sister real quick. And then we're going to get into to everybody else. Emma.
Oh, can I start? I'm
What's
here.
Up,
I'm here. What up, baby? What's going on? I called in. I said, wait a minute. I heard that you're the second Michael Jackson coming. You know, MJ left and you're here to stay. So I called in because I want to hear some live stuff, you know?
Oh, you want to hear something live? I got you.
I
want to
hear something live, yeah.
So we start. I guess we're starting right now then.
We're right now.
Okay.
Just put you on the spot. Let's go.
Oh no, it's no spot. I love the spotlight. Let me see. Let me just think of what we doing. Michael Jackson. I want to do Michael Jackson.
Yeah, give me an MJ. Give me an MJ.
Okay, let me see which one.
She's out of my life. How about that?
She's out of my life. Yeah, I could do that.
Yeah. Okay, let's do it.
She's out of my life. She's out of my life, and I don't know whether to laugh or cry. I don't know whether to live or die, and it's kind of like
tonight. She's out of my life.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh.
Yeah, we're here.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome, Mr. James. Hello.
Welcome, Ernie Gaines, live on Lush Radio Online. Ernie, what inspires you to get into the music industry and take the route of being a singer, some of the influences and everything like that?
Man, I got a lot of influences from many different genres of music, but I think what inspired me to want to be an artist and want to put my message out for the universe is one key artist. We already mentioned his name, Michael Jackson, the King. Rest in peace. That's the main inspiration. But what also inspires me is life. I want to talk about life. I want to put the story for the people out in my perspective.
That's what it is. Also, Ernie, can you put your Twitter out there for the people? You know, we go hard with the Twitter. Put the Twitter out there for the people so we can see that.
Definitely. I got a few fake Twitter pages, so steer clear of those. The real one is E_Gaines. I don't know if everyone knows what the underscore means, but it's the little dash when you press the shift bar. So E_Gaines at Twitter.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, some people are slow out there now. You know, it ain't nothing to laugh at, because there are some slow people out there, dog. For real.
I mean, it is. But,
Definitely, for
so
real.
What's going on
talk.
Tonight, man? What's the haps for tonight?
Hey,
what party's that?
I'm digging in the scene on the Gangsta Lane. I know it's a whole bunch of parties going on in New York. I'm in the DMV. I'm just sitting in here. You know, I'm about to go out later after the show.
You're in the DMV?
Yeah, I'm in the DMV.
You got your license renewed?
You are crazy as hell. You are silly, man. But I'm going to go ahead and throw it to my co-host, Guru. Guru, you got a question for Ernie Gaines?
Yeah, I just like that tribute to MJ he just did, man. So I just want to say congratulations.
We got more to come, too. We definitely
All
got
right.
more to come.
I just want to say congratulations, man, and keep doing what you do, man. I just actually want to ask to some of the producers you might like out there that you're working with. Just give a shout out to some of the producers you're working with right now. That's how we do it over here on Lush Radio Online.
All right,
Who you working with? Big
shout out to Young Lord. We did a lot of great material together. I want to give a shout out to Michael Sterling Eaton. We're working on a lot of great stuff for everyone to hear soon. And shout out to Chris and Teeb and Jay Kitts. Definitely, I can't forget about Jay Kitts. He was behind a lot of the stuff that me and Young Lord did. And I don't want to start doing a list and leave anybody off. So I'm going to end it at that. That's what
they
everybody
know who
knows.
They know who they
exactly.
are. They know who they are. Billy Blast, our producer out there in the DMV from Jersey, Vintage Beats. You got a question for Ernie Gaines.
Yeah, you already know. I'm like, dang, man, you forgot to say Vintage Beats Productions, Ernie.
Oh, no, nah, come on, man. That's right. That's exactly
you know the,
why
you know
I
the,
put on the spot with the list, baby. The record that we're doing right now? What you talking about?
You ain't get the beats?
Man, stop playing with me, baby.
Man, give me an email address, man. I'll send you the beats personally, man. You ain't get the beats?
Nah, I ain't get the beats, man. I ain't even going to put my email out there right, like, on the airwaves, but I definitely give it to you. You can send me some beats. We can rock out.
Yeah, no. I was just running with that, brother.
I know. I was going to pull your chain
all the
way here, though.
Yo, nah, but, you know, salute, man. I do produce, you know what I mean, Billy Blast, Vintage Beast Productions, you know what I'm saying, who's definitely talented, you know what I mean. I would like to have the honor to just send you some material, you know what I mean.
Oh, nah. I'd rather you come in person. Like, I like to do music. I don't really do this to send the material too much, because I want to know you. Like, you know, I want us to connect.
Yeah, that's
I want
dope.
Us to come 50-50 and put our expression out.
Yo,
but
where you at?
Well, right now I'm in New York City. I'm at Murder Inc. Studios right now, just relaxing. Got finished.
Okay, yeah. The album kind of got, you know, delayed, but the Mirror album, we got 3 joints on the Mirror album.
Okay. That's what
Ja Rule joint?
Yeah. I know.
Yeah, man. We got 3 joints on the Mirror album, man. Work with your boy Chink Santana up there.
Chink, definitely. Oh, man, I can't believe I forgot him off the list. Chink, I love you. Come, let's get this work popping. Let's go.
That's my man right there, Chink Santana, no question. Yeah, man, I mean, that's dope, though, man. He's definitely talented, brother, definitely talented. It would be an honor, you know what I mean, to personally be in the studio to work with you. But up until that point, I would like to have the honor to at least send you some material. You
definitely,
know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what can make it happen. I'll probably send the email in the text, keeping it in the seat. I said I'll probably send the email in the text or something.
Okay. Yeah, that'll work.
Cool. I think I got everybody's number up here. I'm not sure yet.
I know for a fact you don't have mine, but you know what I mean, if you know you got Lush contacts. You know what I mean? You got Lush contacts, so you know what I mean, you can get the information to Lush and Lush will pass it off to me, you know what I mean?
Most definitely.
Yeah, we'll definitely get that cracking and get that done. Bugsy out of Boston, you got a question for Ernie Gaines?
Well, I really don't do too many questions, but you know, I salute, take my hats off to those, you know what I mean? But I'll make a first time saying on the air, you know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? I wouldn't, you know what I mean? Mind working with cats, you know what I mean? Cause I got, you know, beats made and things like that. But all I can say is, you know, at least give me 3 months, man. Probation holding me tight right now, so you know I can't leave the state, man. You know what I mean? But, you know, say, yo, give me 3 months, man. Like I said, man, this whole thing be popping. I'll be able to go anywhere, you know what I mean? So, I mean, if we can link, do something, you know what I mean? That, by all means, could definitely happen, you know what I mean?
Definitely. Ernie Gaines, I want y'all to know, Ernie Gaines is work with anybody. Like, anybody who's really willing to do music, really come in here and do some music, that's who I'm willing to work with. So it's not about my favorite producer. It's not even about who I worked with as of now. It's about what we're going to do in the future.
That's what I like to hear, family.
That's what it is. That's real talk right there. Definitely salute. Ernie, you know, being in the music industry, what do you feel was the hardest adversity that you had to deal with?
The hardest adversity in the music industry, at this point, it's for me, I say maybe creative control issues and me having a message and the only person that really, well, only a lot of times only 2 people really see that vision. So to make other people move off of a vision that they can't see is the hardest part for me.
Yeah, definitely, which is, you know, proves evident and just a lot of things in business in general, you know,
trying to
prevent somebody to see what you see. They might not see it right now at the moment, but you see the bigger picture. But it's hard to, you know, for people to see stuff if they don't see the vision right there and then, you know.
Definitely.
Yeah, definitely. I can understand where you're coming from on that one. Other things, new things that's going on with you, Ernie. Throw out all the new things, videos and all kinds of stuff we need to watch out for right now that's coming.
New things, we got a whole viral overload that's about to take over my whole internet. My whole internet look is gonna be changed. We got shows on deck. I think I'm doing Hope for Haiti in about a week, and I think Obama's involved in that. I possibly may be doing the ESPYs. That's up in the air right now. We sent the material, and they like me as an artist. So we just gotta, you know, just kind of be ready for a lot of the stuff that might be coming to us. But there's a lot of things in the work. That's the two that I give you right now.
That's what it is. Emma, you got another question for Ernie?
Yeah, I got a question for Mr. Gaines. Are you single? Because you know, the ladies want to know, and, you know, I rep for the women market, so I always got to, you know, look out for those nice single and available young men. So are you single?
Unfortunately, I am right now. Unfortunately, I am. Probably due to the toes of my career. So, but, I'm single.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Okay, you're single? Okay, that's not a bad thing at all, sweetie.
I know, it's not a problem. We'll hear more about it in the album.
Wow. since we are talking about that, you know, as an artist, and you know, being a R&B singer, being a singer in general, well, you know, which a lot of women are attracted to and stuff like that, but the business that you are in is very demanding, right?
Very.
So
very.
How is it balancing out relationships or dating while, you know, going for the gusto with your dream? Is it hard sometimes? Do you feel like some women want you to, like, say, hey, you got to sacrifice this for me or stuff like that? Talk to us about it. How you feel about that?
Well, yeah, I go through that a lot. I go through that with, like I said, unfortunately, me being single right now. And I even go through that with some of my friends. Like, I can't meet to their needs with time because I'm always working. So it really is, for me, I haven't found that balance. I was thinking about it. I've been thinking about it this week, actually. And that's one thing that I need to discover how to keep in line is balancing my career with my relationship with, you know, the regular outside world. So it's pretty tough.
Definitely. That's definitely a serious situation, you know, because it's hard because, you know, with me doing radio, everybody doing what they do in the industry, we understand that it's a very demanding business. And if you're, I call them square, civilians, regular people that are outside of our life, you know, I call them square because they won't really understand what we're doing. They're like, if you're getting a phone call at 3:00 in the morning, they might be in Japan somewhere calling you.
Yeah.
So time's different. People don't understand that. So people get jealous. You're like, oh, you're too much in the studio. But understand, this is my life. This is my dream. And sometimes the dream can be a lonely road until you find somebody that shares passion, you know?
But you just got to keep people that around you that do understand, like, you know, just a couple.
Yeah.
I got a couple around me.
Yeah, definitely. Explain to us, when it comes to business, how important is it to have a strong team, and what are some of the key points to being successful?
I think organization definitely is a key point. Another key point is unity. You have to have unity within your team, and you have to have tunnel vision, in a sense, because you got to block out all of everything that's going on around you, and you just got to focus on your goal. And you have to have the belief. So those are four very important keys to a good team, good business model.
If you're just joining us right now, we're live with R&B artists. You know him from doing a song with Jim Jones, Ernie James, live on the line with us on Lush Radio Online. He's definitely doing a lot of things. Definitely need your support. Call in at 347-826-7722 if you have a question for Ernie Gaines. I'm going to go ahead and open up the line for my co-host, Guru. You have another question for Ernie Gaines, Guru?
Guru. Yeah, man, it's just like, we just want to support you on Twitter, man. So just if you got a Twitter, man, throw that Twitter out there, man.
Oh, definitely. I said it one more time, but you can never say it too many. So E_Gaines at Twitter. E_GAINES at Twitter.
All right. Check out Lush Radio Online on Twitter, and we're going to support you, man. We're just trying to make sure that everybody out there that's your fans and followers know that you're rocking with Lush Radio Online too, man. So we support you.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I'm rocking with Lush Radio. Everybody who's on the dial tonight, make sure y'all tune in next week.
That's what it is. That's what it is. Can we get a quick drop for you? Can we hear? This is Ernie Gaines, you know, and I'm rocking with Lush Radio. But the way I want you to do it, right? I want you to do a little singing, little thing with it. So go ahead, give it to me.
Oh, y'all really putting me on the spot. All right. Well, my name is Ernie Gaines, and I'm rocking with Lush Radio on a Friday night. So come rock with us if you like. Oh, yeah.
Hello? Yo, Lush Radio. I'm still
on. Got kind of singly over there, man.
A little bit.
If you a problem, Ernie, you a problem, man. Ladies, make sure you bring a towel because it gets kind of hot over here, and especially over here. We have Ernie Gaines live on the line on Lush Radio online. I just say that I'm definitely, you know, honored to have you on the show. We're definitely, you know, proud of what you're doing out there, and we wish you nothing but success. And I'm going to let the people give their final thoughts with you and everything, Ernie, okay?
I appreciate everything, being on the show. I appreciate all of the support, and I can't wait to come back. I can't wait to come in person. I want to meet everybody.
We're going to be in New York soon, so we're always back and forth. So we're definitely going to check you out, man. Bugsy, your final thoughts with Ernie?
Yeah, my final thoughts, fam. Like I said, man, you know, keep doing your thing, man. You know what I mean? Don't stop for nobody, man. You know what I mean? And like I said, hopefully in about 3 months' time, man, we'll be able to get some work done together. You know what I mean?
That's what's up. Hold your head, homie.
Oh, you already know. They can't stop me, man.
I already know.
That's what
Word
it is.
Up,
that's
man.
What it is. Billy Glass, your final thoughts with Ernie?
No doubt. Yo, I got one question. I know you're very talented and write and all that, but do you accept like song concepts?
Yeah, I accept everything. I love music. And it's not about me, it's not about anybody else, it's about music, so
good, that's what's up, man. Yo, and you know what's crazy too is that I'm real close to the California area, and I was looking for like music outlets out there before I went out, and the exact area that we're looking at moving to is San Diego. I bumped into three artists so far that are from the San Diego area, man. So that's really like to me that must be saying something to me. So I think it's
San Diego.
I
love San Diego, man.
Yeah, I might have to get up, get out, and get something.
Yeah, shout out to Ebenisha out there in San Diego. Ebony, what up, Ebony? San Diego is in full effect.
Yeah, that's definitely
Lush Radio online. I co-host.
Yo, that's a little commotion over here now. My bad.
Yeah, that's what it is. Emma, you got some final thoughts for Ernie?
Yeah, I just want to say, you know, just keep doing your thing. Rock on with the ladies. We're the ones that buy the CDs. We're the ones that buy tickets for the concert. Don't forget about us. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
always respect us. Always have us in mind because we're the ones that are going to get you to the top. So, you know,
and
rock on, y'all. Ernie. Rock on. Thank you. I love
you.
That's
what's up.
And you got a winning team, so you can't lose.
I already know that. Yeah, you know, all I got to do is keep grinding for the fourth quarter.
That's it.
That's what it is. And, you know, just continue doing what you're doing, Ernie, and we just really just, you know, want to keep supporting you and stuff. Any, you know, new exclusives or anything that you got, man, just definitely send this to us so we can support what you got going on. And, you know, hopefully we see you in the future, but we know you're a busy man. Salute.
Salute back to the entire staff. I'll be sending an email and a text within probably within minutes. And then we're going to go from there. I'm going to send you some joints. We're going to get it popping. We're going to have a lot of fun.
That's what it is. We definitely want to run them tonight on Lush Radio Online. Definitely appreciate you. Salute you, Ernie. Keep doing what you do, man. Seriously, man. Real.
Thank y'all. I love y'all.
Love you, too.
Love you, too.
Y'all have a nice weekend.
We about to go party over here.
Go party, man. Bobby,
Bobby, Bobby. All right, it was nice talking to all y'all, man. I'm sending y'all an email right now.
Be safe, man.
Have
safe,
a good
man.
Weekend.
God bless, man.
That's what it is, man. What I'm saying is that Ernie Gaines officially got me excited just now. That was hot.
Rewind that voice. His voice is lethal, though.
Well, yo, like, yes, Ernie Gaines can sing to me any day. But back to our question, since we have Fumi, we definitely salute Ernie Gaines. But back to the question, right? We were talking about that. Back to this question. Guys, we need your response, man. How do you feel about this whole finding, you know what I'm saying, a good man and everything, Billy?
You got to know what you're looking for and look in the right places. I mean, me personally, you know what I mean? It,
where's the right place, though? Where's the right place to find a good man?
I would say the club, but that's not the right place.
Nah, the club
is
not.
But I mean, like, honestly, like, you just gotta, you know, you gotta know what you're looking for. Cause me personally, I've been with my wife 15 years. You know what I mean? So it's what you make it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, where
like,
did you meet her at? Where did you meet her at?
Honestly, I tell you where I met her. I met my wife when I was riding a bike, and I had a I was riding a bike, and I had a wired jaw from fighting.
Wow.
And I met my wife, but I guess it's like, you know, it's divine intervention. You know what I mean? So when you meet somebody, and there's going to be a lot of people that you come across in your life, but it's like it says that everybody, there's always somebody that's made for somebody. So when you're looking for someone, you know, make sure you have your decisions made and your mind made up on exactly who you're looking for. What's good, brother? All right.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you know what you're looking for, and I would say, the place to look for a good man, I mean, it's men all over the place, you know what I mean? So it's hard to say where to look, because you could find it anywhere. Like I said, the club, but you could just find a guy in the club that just got off of work and decided to go get a drink and went to the club, you know what I mean, and is chilling, and he could be a good man. You understand what I'm saying?
That's
so
mm-hmm.
With that
you
being
pick
said,
the ones that, not the ones that are handing out dollar bills, right? The ones that are just sitting at the bar.
He might be the one that's handing out dollar bills. You know what I'm saying? He might be the one that's handing out the dollar bills.
Billy, what are warning signs? I mean, as a man, you know your homies and stuff. You know, what are some of the warning signs for women? You know what I'm saying? For dating for a guy, like, yo, this dude don't even rock with him. Are there certain things, certain clues that you should look for?
I mean, first of all, your stomach ain't gonna lie to you. You know what I mean? So if you meet somebody, you know what I mean, and you get, you know, you got that feeling in your stomach, like you got a little butterflies flying around and all that in your stomach, you know, then that might be right. But what I say is, the signs that you see in a dude that he's not the right one for you per se, that's on the judgment of the female herself. You know what I mean? Because you like, and again, you might get the butterflies for a person, but he might not be the right dude, because, you know, dudes might present themselves to be right and be crazy stalkers. You know what I'm saying? So it goes with your judgment per se as a woman. You have to know who you're looking for, the type of man you're looking for, and as long as he's being respectful, you know what I mean. As long as he's being respectful and it feels good to you, you know what I mean, then you got to do what's right for you as a female. Now if you have some type of skeptical things about the dude, like you like, well, why are you doing this and why are you doing that? I mean, my best thing to you would say to women is fall back. You know what I'm saying? Don't jump out the fire and don't jump out the pot into the fire.
Bugsy, how do you feel about that, Bugsy?
My personal opinion, and a lot of people might not agree with it, but I'm going to keep it 100 because we on lust, so that's how we do it. When it comes to females, it's just like, y'all really don't, you know what I mean, look for the dudes that want y'all. Y'all chase the dudes that don't want y'all, so that goes to that saying, you treat a female like shit, they stick to you like flies. Y'all chase the dudes that don't really want you, but the dudes that want y'all, y'all really looking at them like they might not be that, you know what I mean, that one, you know what I mean?
But you guys do the same thing. You guys do the same thing. You don't want the woman that's home taking care of the kids and washing the clothes and all. You want the one that's out there showing her stuff and all that. You know what I'm saying? That everybody else is glorifying over.
No doubt. Those are the dudes that ain't ready for relationships. They just want to, you know, do what to do at that time and be able to move without any connections. You know what I mean? But as far as to where to find the right dude, I really can't tell you where to find him because I'm not looking for them niggas. Can care less. But you know what I'm saying? You might want to look for the quiet one, the one that's keeping to himself. Because the dudes that are out there, like, yo, I got this and I'm gonna do that. Those are the niggas. You like, obviously, where you coming from? You probably still live with your mama. That's why you got the money.
I know what it's about.
Yeah,
right,
you know?
Look for the
dude that's on his own. Like y'all said, y'all are independent. Look for that nigga that ain't really talking too much. He just doing what he do without speaking. He show what he about. He don't talk what he about. But a lot of y'all keep the men that y'all can be compatible with as friends because you can run and talk to them. And then y'all say, oh, we've been friends for about 5 years. I like you, but I don't want to mess up our friendship. When it comes to relationships, you gotta put your foot and go in that water. If you can't swim, you gotta learn to swim. You know what I mean? So you just can't be scared. And a lot of females keep good guys as friends. That I really don't understand that too much. Like, y'all keeping as friends, and then you want to come to dudes and be like, well, this nigga treated me like this. And a real day's going to say, well, I'm not here to throw salt on another nigga. So they really can't give you too much advice on it. You know what I mean?
You know what? There's a lot of talk. A lot of women say that there are no good men. But as much as I, you know, I'm always try to play devil's advocate and all that. But let me give you my reply to that, to my question, and you tell me what you think about it. They're not hard to find. They're just hard to keep because
somebody's breaking up over there.
Hello?
You're breaking up. Yeah, go ahead.
Me? Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
So good men are hard to find. Are not hard to find. They're just hard to keep because you first have to be a good woman to appreciate them. You have to look within your budget and needs. Life is a balance. So should be your relationship. There has to be that us way of thinking, not that I way of thinking. You're merging two souls together for the common goal to be greater. So you need to be very cautious who you offer yourself to. A good man loves his mom and stays concerned about her well-being. A good man is respectable to all the women in his life. A good man cares about himself enough to keep his nose clean and live a positive and productive life. A good man makes you feel like the queen you are meant to be. A good man loves his children unconditionally. A good man gives massages. A good man listens and hugs you for no reason at all. Washes dishes and takes out the garbage without having to be reminded. A good man encourages you to be the best you while he works on the best of him. He is spiritual and he is kind, but strong enough to make you feel safe. I know several good men in my life, so they are out there, but they're becoming less and less. So, ladies, we have to step our game up, too. It's not all their fault, but you do get what you put out to the universe. So be careful, both women and men. And that's my answer.
That's real talk right there. I'm going to ask Guru his response to that. How you feel about that, Guru?
What's going on over there?
Yeah, everybody, all I want to say is,
you know, Guru, all the good women out there, hit Future Guru 100 up on Twitter.
Yeah, yo, all the ladies out there, I just want them to say, ow, because I'm right here. If they want to find one, just go to my Twitter. I'm right here. I'm single like 50 French fries, man. I'm single like 50 French fries with no ketchup, man. You know, just they hot. Hot fries, man. Put a little salt on them. I like salt. Nah, man.
But look, I got a question, Emma. In retrospect to your question, how do us as brothers find good women?
Well, you know, okay.
What is considered a good woman? Because I know you have, I see you have, like, you have a criteria of what a good man is. So what would be the criteria to what is a good woman?
the criteria to a good woman would definitely be a woman that is there for you in bad as well as good. You know, you have a lot of women that, of course, you know, seek out the brothers that are driving the Benzes and all that, but not knowing the story behind that. You know what I mean? Because what about if he got that Benz out there selling drugs, now he got to do 10 years. Are you sticking by him? You know what I'm saying? If you're not, then you shouldn't be, you know, dealing with materialistic stuff. So you have to find a woman that pleases you, that makes you happy, and that's independent as well, because you don't want a woman that only solely relies on you, because when you ain't got it, you're supposed to be able to lean on her. So she got to have her stuff together.
Right, and could it be possible a woman that washes the dishes without being asked to, you know what I mean? A woman that supports you. You know what I mean? A woman that supports you through thick and thin, heaven or hell, without asking.
A woman that comes to the table and tells you, babe, while you paying the rent, I'm going to pay the light or the table or whatever. You know, we're going to go half and half on this. You know what I'm saying? On the bills and everything else. You know, let's take a vacation. You know what I'm saying? Let's pay half of the expenses for the hotel and everything, because we're both going to be able to enjoy it. Not that a woman that just sits there on the couch and expects you to do everything. That I think that's totally unfair. I don't know if it's just because I have an independent mentality, but I feel that it should always be 50-50, everything across the board. Like that, whenever, you know, if you split up or whatever, you can't say, oh, she used me or she played me. Nah, she was a good woman. We rocked out, and it didn't work, and that's that.
Right, no doubt. I feel you. That's why I salute my wife, because, you know what I mean, my wife was rolling with me when I didn't have a pot to piss in or a window to throw it out of, you know what I mean?
And it's not too many women that do that. You know, they're quickly to go. You know, they're quickly to leave. When a dude is down and out and don't got it no more, it's like, you know what, well, you know, Poppy down the block is pushing the Benz and told me that he would take me out. But, like, again, I said, you don't know Poppy's story. You know, he can have the Benz now. You don't know in a couple of days or whatever, he get knocked up, and then what happens then? You walked away from a good man just because he didn't have it at the moment. I think that's unfair too.
I mean,
not even
he get locked up. You might find yourself rolling around with homeboy, not knowing what his situation is. You know what I mean? And pull up to a light one day, and somebody pull up and spray the car up or something. You know what I mean?
You can get caught up in.
That's the thing that messes me up sometimes. Cause like it's like
hold
you know
guys,
sometimes.
Hold on, guys. We're sorry, but we have no more switchboard, and this was a great conversation. And we're going to have to refrain and bring this back
next week. Thursday next week.
Come back next week on Street Queens of Movement at 8 o'clock, and we'll discuss more about this, because this is going to be a real deep show.
It's hot.
So
it's
call your mother,
it's
your
hot.
Friends, get your wives, get your sisters, get all the single women you know, single men you know, and let's talk about it. Next week, Thursday at 8 o'clock, 347-826-7722. We're live on Lush Radio Online. Man, I want to thank everybody that came through. My Son, Ernie Gaines, MEK Magazine, Billy Blast. Don't be afraid to be vintage, man. One of the hottest producers I know. Shout out to Future Guru, my co-host, Irvington in the building. Bugsy, Boston in the building. BX and Philly in the building with Emma. And the DMV, we're live in the building. Worldwide International, we support the people. It's about the people, not us, man. And this is what we do every day. We are the people's voice. You just officially got stamped, Lush Radio Online, giving you what you want, what you need, and just definitely giving y'all some music. And, you know, life might throw you, you know, a curveball, you know, but you're in charge of your day. You can change it. You can switch it around. You can still have a good day no matter what. Never give anybody control over your life. Take control. This is a song by My Son and Sean McGee, and we're out of here. Lush Radio Online.
Hustling on the corner, wasn't what I really wanted. So I had to get my music in the street. That's rocking right. DC, taking me strong. Dollar by dollar, I pack my dough. And I don't really give a damn what a hater gotta say. Wake up by myself every day. I can do bad by myself anyway. I don't need you, I'll be okay.
like is frisk me. 7 years of life just missed me, that's history now. Everybody used to say they missed me, but locked in that cell was just me, just me. No girls, no friends, no fam. All I had was a pen and a pad in my story. Nothing fabricated, not sorry. Just me, my pain and my glory. I'ma make it right for my shorty. I know joy lies before me, surely.
Hustling on the corner wasn't what I really want, so I had to get my music in the street. Rocking these beats, taking these shows. Dollar by dollar, I sack my dough. And I don't really give a damn what a hater gotta say. Sleep, wake up by myself every day. I can do bad by myself anyway.
Uh-huh.
I don't need you, I'll be okay.
Every day I'm still grinding, writing these rhymes and looking at the clouds, trying to find a line. And but I know it's all timing. I know soon I'll be shining, cause I'm a diamond. In the rough, I'ma keep on climbing. I'm a rider, gon' keep on riding. Gon' keep on finding motivation to keep on striving. Won't stop, gon' keep on trying. Gon' keep on smiling, even though sometimes I'm hurting. When I hurt, that just means I'm working. It means I'm certain to achieve it. If I believe it, I believe I will receive it. So y'all gon' see it. Y'all gon' say he told me. Only they who knows me know it lays before me. So they praying for me. God told me I'm Joby, owes me.
Hustling on the corner wasn't what I really want, so I had to get my music in the street. Rocking these beats, taking these shows. Dollar by dollar, I sack my dough. And I don't really give a damn what a hater gotta say. Sleep, wake up by myself every day. I can do bad by myself anyway. I don't need you, I'll be okay.
I'm gone, but I can't stop now. I gotta give it everything that I got to get to the top. If I believe, I know I can achieve the better. Through the rain, hail, sleep, snow, whatever.
Stop, throw your hands up. If you gon' reach the top, throw your hands up.
The person you have called is unavailable right now. Please try again later.
La persona que usted ha llamado no está disponible en este momento. Por favor, intente de nuevo más tarde.
Message 2. Switch 753. The person you have called is unavailable right now. Please try again later.
La persona que usted ha llamado no está disponible en este momento. Por favor, intente de nuevo más tarde.
Message 2. Switch 753. The person you have called is unavailable right now. Please try again later.
La persona que usted ha llamado no está disponible en este momento. Por favor, intente de nuevo más tarde.
Message 2. Switch 753. The person you have called is unavailable right now. Please try again later.
La persona que usted ha llamado no está disponible en este momento. Por favor, intente de nuevo más tarde.
Message 2. Switch 753.